Butterflies must be churning in the stomach of John Smith, the field goal kicker for New England.
Roone told me what I should do and how I should do it, being very careful about me giving Howard the news because Howard was friends with John Lennon, and Roone knew that he would be upset.
There he is, John Smith, and he could be on the spot in just a moment.
As the game went to commercial break with 40 seconds left, Cosell was uncertain what to do. He told Gifford off the air what he knew, that John Lennon was dead. In the booth, before coming back live, they had less than a minute to decide what to do.
He was shot outside his apartment, the Dakota apartment. Fellas, I just don't know. I'd like your opinion. I can't see this game situation allowing for that news flash. Can you?
Absolutely, I can see it.
You can?
You betcha. We've got to. If we know it, we've got to do it.
All right.
I don't hang on. It's a tragic moment. And
all right.
This is going to shake up the whole world.
All right. I will get it in. Let Gift call this play, and then I'll get it in.
It was just a situation where you didn't quite know what to do with it. And meanwhile, we decided we would go ahead and go with it.
John Smith is on the line, and I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
I thought he handled it extraordinarily well. Honestly, I was still concerned that maybe we had done the wrong thing. As it turns out, we didn't. We informed millions and millions of people that one of the great people in show business had been assassinated.